Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here on a solo mission edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Lundy has presumably passed out in front of a slot machine somewhere in Viva Las Vegas. Hopefully he has not sold his hair to a local wig shop. And is not waking up in a cold and wet gutter there in Sin City. So Godspeed to his wallet. Hopefully having the time of his life. But you want bets. We give you bets. And we march on. Let's get after it here and hop aboard the Hong Kong Plus Bus. Plus 100 runs or greater is the requirement. And I'm going to go to Monday Night Football and the matchup between the Steelers and the Dolphins. And oh, so chilly conditions. Game time temperatures around 9 degrees, 9 times 9, there in Western PA. Not great for the Miami Dolphins in general. So why not ride a Miami Dolphin? But we're going to aim on the ground and we're going to go with Jalen Wright. And in the all market, I say gets at least 20 plus rush yards at a plus 101 available there at DraftKings. A little babysitter's mother juice, if you will. Look, I know Devon Achane is going to be good to go coming off that rib setback, but he's seen right around 70% of the opportunity share. I think the magic number for Jalen Wright is 5. Give me 5 rush attempts, Mike McDaniel, and call that dude's name, and I think he's going to get to the threshold that we need. Now, Wright has only done this in 2 of 5 games, but he's been ultra-efficient with the pill in his hands, as he has got a 3.33 yak per attempt on the season, 19.0 missed tackle rate. And you look at Pittsburgh, they have been really struggling in trench defense. Remember, no T.J. Watt on the field with that collapsed lung issue. He was top 10 in run stop rate among all defensive linemen in the NFL. So his absence is largely going to be felt. Pittsburgh, even with him on the field over the last 5 weeks, number 29 in rush EPA defense. And on the season, giving up 4.42 yards to carry, 105.8 rush yards per game. Devon Achane, just go warm your buns on the heater 5 times is all I'm asking. So hopefully Wright's going to come in and spell him. When he gets to that magic number, I think we cash on the plus bus at 20-plus rush yards at a plus 101 there at DraftKings Sportsbook. With that bet on the board, it's time to get after it with the Monday Night Football edition of the Fade 5. Numero cinco on the countdown is for all the sickos out there and a little stocking stuffer for you. Aaron Rodgers, 40 years young. Give me the over. A half a rush yard. Just fall forward, man. Even if you fall flat on your face, it still counts. And we cash in at plus 120 at BetMGM unless I get a bunch of kneel downs at the end of the game. Clack and a clack. That's the risk and rolling the dice and the chance that we indeed take. And look at Miami, 22.8% pocket pressure rate this season. Middle of the pack in the NFL. They're also giving up, oh, what a quinky dink, 22.8 rush yards per game to quarterbacks. 13 quarterbacks have gone for at least 1 positive gain on the ground against this franchise this season. Hell, Kirk Cousins did it. The guy is molasses incarnate. He had 2 carries for 2 yards. If he could do it, damn it, Rodgers, you can as well. Pop the Centrum Silver, little Geritol. Get out there and book it, my man. Book it, son. If he takes advantage and sprints out, and again, a kneel down is what I worry about, we do indeed cash. Rodgers done this 6 times this season. Although he's only done it once in his last 6 games, he's averaging 1.42 rush attempts per game and 1.53 yards per carry. Hit your average, Aaron, and don't take those knees. And we cash at numero cinco here on the Fade 5 countdown. God, I'm a degenerate. Aaron Rodgers, over a half a rush yard, plus 120 there at MGM. Numero cuatro here on the Monday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go with a crazy name and a former Bronco, Greg Dulcich. Give me the over on 16.5 receiving yards at a minus 115 at BetMGM. Steelers, a decent but not great in dropback EPA defense on the season where they're number 13. However, where they're most vulnerable is over the middle of the field to pass-catching tight ends. They have allowed the 4th most tight end yards this season, 6.1 receptions, 62.9 receiving yards a game of those plus-size targets. 17 tight ends have hit the over on this against him. Dulcich, he's done this in 5 straight averaging 3 targets per game, 13.2 routes per game. He's running around on 48.5% of his snaps. So I know Darren Waller may be the primary weapon of choice at tight end. Honestly, both these guys could eat a little bit in this game over the middle of the field. So hopefully Tua's going to find him. And this could be an OCC. Yeah, you know me. A one catch cash is definitely on the table. Give me Greg Dulcich. Numero quattro on the countdown. Over 16.5 receiving yards at a -115 at BetMGM. Numero tres here with Monday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. I'm going to live and land down under on a guy's last name I probably shouldn't fade. Kenneth Gainwell, under 27.5 rush yards and a -115 at DraftKings. Right before tape time, this jumped 2 yards based on the news that Jaylen Warren is questionable with a sickness. Now, unless he's got some like new strain of the super flu, I would presume he is going to be active and in uniform. It's extremely rare guys miss games due to an illness, but you know, make sure you check the actives and inactives an hour before kickoff. And assuming that Warren is indeed on the field, I think the under is going to cash here on Gainwell on the 27.5 rush yards at a -115 available there at DraftKings. You look at Miami on the season, they give it up 4.72 yards per carry, 105.6 rush yards per game, and 16 guys have gotten to at least 20 rush yards against them. You might say, well, why the hell are you fading them? Well, they really tighten the screws here last handful of weeks. Since week 10, numero dos, believe it or not, all the Miami Dolphins in rush EPA defense. A little bit better than advertised in terms of their run gap coverage. And you look at Gainwell, he's been under this prop in 3 of his last 4 contests. And a very mediocre RB37 in yak per attempt this season, forcing a missed tackle just 16.3% of the time. Put all together, I'm fading you, man. Kenneth Gainwell under 27.5 rush yards, -115 at DraftKings. But wait, there's more. All kinds of free content at my site, thegamingjuice.com. Go there, you jackals, and sign up for a free account. Already have all of my Week 16, the 1.0 version of my fantasy football ranks. Quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end live on the site. Making a triumphant return after 1 week. CS of the college football forecast. Matt Fortuna, Ben Wittenstein, Nate Jacobson. We'll have that later in the week live on the site if you want to bet on the college football playoff opening round matchups. My always free public transparent spreadsheet lives there. Same with Lundy's always free public transparent spreadsheet. If you like dropping the puck and making some bucks, I see what he has got to be firing off on a day-in, day-out basis. Ask me a question as well. Click Ask Brad at the top of the homepage, and I will get back to you at my convenience, at my leisure. My Fantasy Flames for Week 16 will be live here in a day or two. Same with NFL Top Props. You get it all! I don't charge you a dime because pennies don't exist at thegamingjuice.com. Click Converse and Cash. .. Maybe. All right, numero dos here, the Monday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's march with Washington, the big man there at the tight end position for Pittsburgh. Give me the over. 20.5 receiving yards at a -115. One of the tight ends of Pittsburgh is going to make some noise tonight. Hopefully he's starting at Washington. It could be Jonnu Smith. Could be Pat Freiermuth. But I'm betting on Washington. I was really kind of come on strong here of late. He's gone over this prop in 4 of his last 6, averaging 11.2 routes per game. That's 34.9% of the snaps played. He's number 5 among all eligible tight ends in yards per route run, number 6 in yards per catch at 12.5. And you look at Miami, they really struggled over the middle defending plus-size weapons. They've allowed the 7 most yards, 9th most receptions to the tight end position this season. They're giving up specifically 6.4 receptions, 68.2 yards per game, and 7 touchdowns. Just a tight end. 17 tight ends. I've gone over 20.5 receiving yards against them. Washington, make me some. Oh, conveniently. Washington's a whole lot of them, please. On the over 20.5 receiving yards, -115 there at BetMGM. And numero uno, the Monday Night Football edition of the Feed 5 Countdown. I got a plan for little Devon Achane. That's right. Oh, I got bars. I got rhymes. I'm going to go with the alt mark on 120 plus rushing receiving yards. More maybe seduced by the juice at a plus 103 there at DraftKings. You look at Achane. A guy that's just been roughshod over everybody. He has done this in three of his last four games, whether via the ground or the air. He's been extraordinary. He is numero uno among all qualifying NFL running backs this season in yards after contact per attempt. He is number nine in total missed tackles forced, again, seeing around 70% of the opportunity share. As I mentioned before, I'm hopeful that Jalen Wright's going to get at least a handful of carries in this game. That's probably going to be about it for him, probably in that 5-8 range. And you look at the matchup, it's one to be exploited, one to be maximized. As the Steelers, a number 29 rush EPA over the last 5 weeks on the season, again, giving up 4.42 yards per carry, 105.8 rush yards per game, and 28.5 receiving yards per game just to the running back position. It really won't matter the game script, in my opinion here. I think Devon Achane hits the over on 120-plus rushing receiving yards in the alt market. He does so. I cash in at number one on the Monday night edition of the Fade 5 Countdown at a plus 103 there at DraftKings. All right, let's go to the team. Huevos parlay play in this game. Not going to give a whole bunch of reasons why behind each one of these selections. So you can tail or, fade living daylights out of me. It's entirely up to you. Same game parlay. Devon Achane, leg numero uno, anytime touchdown. I think he's got a great shot. A splash in six, given the shortcomings defensively in the trenches for the soft curtain. They're not nearly the steel curtain right now, especially without T.J. Watt. Leg numero uno, give me Jalen Waddle. Waddle, Waddle, Waddle. 30-plus receiving yards. That's a very low threshold for a guy. We're going to see anywhere between 7 to 9 targets. We're going to catch 4 to 6 balls in this affair. And then give me Jalen Warren. Talk about rolling the dice. That is certainly going to be the case. Again, I am optimistic. I don't have any inside information, but I'm optimistic he's going to be active. I just need 2 receptions. You're good for usually 2 to 3 every damn game. Hopefully that will be par for the course. So the team Huevos parlay play Monday Night Football, same gamer. Devon Achane, anytime touchdown. Jalen Waddle, 30-plus yards. Jalen Warren, 2-plus receptions. Uno, dos, and tres. Mimigos, plus 174. Hells to the S. They're at the score bed. But wait, there's more. And bonus time, bonus time. I kind of like Jalen Waddle. I have the most receiving yards in the game. Shop around. Best I saw was plus 145. DK Metcalf's really interesting, too, at north of 2-1 odds in that category. That's all that I have. Oh, actually, I correct myself. I got one more SGP for you on Monday Night Football. Devon Achane, 50-plus rush yards. Jalen Wright, 15-plus rush yards. And Malik Washington, 2-plus receptions, and throw a little curveball in there to confuse the algo. I'm taking all these overs and these alt markets. I'll jack the total way up to 55.5 and hit the under on that. So again, Achane, 50-plus rush yards. Jalen Wright, 15-plus rush yards. Malik Washington, 2-plus catches. And the under on the all total, 55.5. That works out to a plus 154. Ooh, sexy juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. There's really hardly any action going on in the world of college basketball. So I'm going to quickly give you a pick tonight and one for tomorrow. I did a little SGP in a game being played at the Pentagon. No, not in D.C., but in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The Fighting Jackrabbits taking on the Wyoming Cowboys in a semi-away environment there for Wyo, but they're the better team. I'm going to lay it with the Cowboys minus 2.5. I'll take the under as well. They all total 160.5. That's at a plus 102. And looking ahead as well to Tuesday night, there is a meaningful basketball game, Louisville at Tennessee. Now, Tennessee has dropped 3 straight. They lost to Kansas. They lost to Syracuse. They lost to my ILL, and I saw them recovered. I was in attendance, and I saw that last second shot that Lauren sunk, and a lot of expletives flew out of my mouth in that moment. Just heartbreak. Illinois keeps losing on last-second shots with me in attendance. I think it's like three games in a row now. Anyway, I guess I'm going to games. I like Tennessee to get the win and a minor upset over Louisville. You can get bet on at the score right now on the Volunteers on the money line at plus 100. Best offensive rebounding team in the land, and they are desperate for a win. They've had a multitude of days off since getting beat by my Fighting Illini. So this is an opportunity in Knoxville to right the ship, though they're going to need more balanced scoring. They're still an outstanding defensive team, number 21 EFGD. Louisville's outstanding, too. They're top 20 EFG offense, EFGD in their own right. But trust your gut, Evans. I'm going to go with that ugly shade of orange and the Tennessee Volunteers straight up on the money line against Louisville, plus 100 there at the score. All right, I'm out of breath and out of time on this rapid-fire edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X. Lundy, always giving it to you there at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com, you jack wagons, and sign up for a free account. And go to my friends at Betalytics. Sign up with the promo code JUICE. Again, promo code JUICE for 25% off. They're awesome projections, whether you're into player props, sides, totals, across sports. They got it all. I use it every single day as a piece of my research, and I recommend you do the same. If you're as big a sports gambler as I am, again, promo code JUICE for 25% off at Betalytics. Until next time, as always, fade or follow that. Is up to you. Run, H, and run!